Chasing down this one and a happiest of Thursdays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's on it.
By
he's
Thursday,
ready.
He's revved up. It is the 19th day of the second month of 2026, 50 days in, 3:15 left on the calendar. We got 17 days until daylight saving time begins, whether it's springing forward an hour or 30, but we'll get into that later on.
That's so rude.
Changing the clocks.
Blah.
26 until St. Patty's Day.
Let's party.
And 45 until Easter. Yeah, although, it's already up all over the place.
You know, I looked at the calendar yesterday.
Yeah?
Because I always heard it was 40 days and 40 nights.
I think,
is that not a thing anymore? What's going on?
I think it was still a thing in the Bible.
I know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
You'll have to check with your local pontiff. Or Gregorian monk, I'm not sure.
Excuse me, Francis. Call the supervisor.
Today, otherwise known on this Thursday, is National Chocolate Mint Day.
Mm.
Not bad. It's a good combination.
Isn't McDonald's adding Oreos into their Shamrock Shakes now? Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, for health benefits.
Absolutely.
It is National Lash Day.
I know. Everybody's got the fake lashes now. It's like, oh my gosh. I don't know who needs to hear this. But if your lashes are 2 inches long, ladies, and you can see them from 50 feet away, that's nothing that will ever occur in nature.
What do you mean, ladies?
Ken Buckner.
Okay. Hi, JB.
Easy.
It's a good look.
It is National Boston Terrier Day.
They're so cute.
One of those runs on the cross-country skiing course. Oh, my. It's National Hickey Day.
Oh, gross.
Hey, now.
Blah.
Oh, boy.
It's a little early for all that.
And it is Rubber Chicken Day.
Hilarity ensues.
Easiest chicken to catch, by the way. A rubber chicken.
I didn't know you made a habit out of catching any chicken.
A little tough eating, though. On this date in history, a couple things happened. 1878, Thomas Edison. You know, he invented things.
Yeah.
And he invented this thing called the phonograph.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ficky, ficky. He was like that day's DJ Clue.
It was on this date in 1913, Cracker Jack started putting prizes in their boxes.
Ooh, incentivizing junk food.
Do they still do that?
I think so.
I haven't Cracker Jacked in quite some time.
Yes, I had a bag that I got somewhere, and one of the kids ate it. I don't know.
Cracker Jacks don't come in bags. I think you were misled.
No, it was
Did you buy off-brand?
It was a gift.
Did it have a prize in there?
I don't know. The kids take everything.
What other questions can I ask? maybe someday.
I mean, the lashes look good on
him. Certainly in play. On this date in 1968, it was the first nationwide broadcast of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Ooh, best child psychologist in the history of modern man.
Aired on PBS. R.I.P. On this date in 1974, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton split up.
Dang it.
They were not like a thing. I mean, they were just, you know, musically. In 1982, also musically, Ozzy was arrested down there in San Antonio for
mistaking
the Alamo for something completely different. Yeah, he made amends. He made amends. They did. They had a ceremony and everything. And then they showed him where the loo was. On this date, 1985, Cherry Coke debuts. I enjoy some Cherry Coke.
I love the Cherry Coke Zero.
I think they're making now like they're coming out with a Cherry Coke like float flavor.
Yes.
And I am all for that. And then they put Oreos in it.
Will it float?
On this date in 1995, Tommy Lee marries Pamela Anderson.
They're so in love.
They did great. They did great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. They also collaborated. On this date in, unfortunately, 2003, Johnny Paycheck, we lost the great one. And then this comes up, well, of course, every year. And it's worth noting. In every single synopsis of On this date, this always makes it. 2004, Johnny Cash's family blocks an attempt by advertisers to use Ring of Fire to promote hemorrhoid relief products.
I would like to give you a special.
No kidding. Yes, we're not. Well,
congratulations. We're actually making it through that story. I don't know that I could do that.
Well, you know. Professional broadcasters here on the professional broadcasting system.
Hello?
That's not the same
thing. No.
Happy Thursday birthday cakes to from Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown. She is 22 today.
All the kids love that show.
I thought she was 11. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Chapel Roan in her Pink Pony Club is 28 today.
Put a shirt on.
The Joker, NBAer Nikola Jokic, is 31.
He plays the basketball.
Haley Duff, North Texan, 41.
Not Hillary, who's going back on tour.
There you go. You heard it here first. Benicio del Toro is 59.
Awesome.
Justine Bateman is 60. Family ties and the like.
Mm.
Sister of Justin.
That's right.
Parents weren't very creative in that endeavor, were they?
I think it's Jason Bateman.
Is it?
You think so?
No, there's a third one.
Oh, is there?
No.
Okay.
Seal is 63 today. I don't know. There could be. Roger Goodell, he's the NFL commish, 67.
I'll call him.
Oh, boy. And Jeff Daniels is 71, Dumb and Dumber. Smokey Robinson, 86.
Greatness.
And a happy birthday today to my dad.
Oh,
happy birthday, Dad.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
There you go. So Will It Float Thursday, Texas. What goes in next?
It's KB and Heather Lee.